The King County Sheriff's Office directly serve over 500,000 people in King County. Like the Seattle Police Department, the Sheriff's Office is reforming the way it handles the use of force. The changes come in the wake of a shooting from last year. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Dustin Theo Harris was shot 16 times by a King County deputy and a Department of Corrections officer. He survived the shooting and reached a settlement for $3 million with King County. It's an incident King County Sheriff John Urquhart inherited when he was elected in 2012.
During the mediation, I went and I met with him. And I looked him right straight in the eye and I apologized that he had been shot.
A recent report to the King County Council found serious deficiencies in the way the King County Sheriff's Office handled the shooting. It said investigators failed to interview the officers involved for months.
We were getting pressure from, in fact, we were told by our lawyers, which is the King County Prosecutor's Office, do not interview these detectives.
Urquhart says prosecutors will not stop him from interviewing deputies the next time a shooting happens. He also has to negotiate a change with the King County Police Officers Guild. Their contract has expired and they're currently in mediation. Current union rules prohibit questioning an officer in the first 72 hours after a shooting.
That's an issue we are bargaining right now. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. I'm not going to compromise on that. I want that 72-hour rule lifted.
The public wouldn't know much about the serious deficiencies in the investigation if it weren't for Charles Gaither. He heads King County's Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, a relatively new body. He commissioned the outside investigation after seeing firsthand how the internal investigation was taking shape. Gaither says he was invited to a debriefing shortly after the shooting. There, detectives said no weapons had been found in the room, but they did find a black flashlight. Gaither asked why they didn't collect it as evidence.
You want to find those things that support the deputy's version of events and those things that cut against it. Here, I thought that the flashlight would have done that. At least collecting it was necessary. It shows, again, that there might have been a reach for something.
Gaither said the flashlight could potentially have supported the officer's version of events. He asked some other questions, too. But after that, his access to these meetings was terminated.
Following that debriefing, the union filed an unfair labor practice against me and the sheriff. As a result of that, I am no longer allowed to participate in any shooting review board, lessons learned, or any sort of anything involving an officer-involved shooting.
Gaither says these are critical meetings because they get to the heart of an issue on why a deputy elects to use deadly force. While he's encouraged by Sheriff Urquhart's pledge to launch internal investigations immediately after a shooting, he says he can't know the county's inner workings without better access. Sheriff Urquhart says he welcomes the civilian oversight, and he'll be making the case for the improvements he's made at King County when he runs for re-election this fall. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.